Hello.
Good evening.
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 Malca.
Waiting for
Malca.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start in about 30 seconds. Please join me in saying the Anabekoach. Anabekoach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamesikatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditaf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, which is presently moving in a positive direction. But we caution you that it will be a week or 10 days before it has reached the point where it started its retrograde motion. So keep the same restrictions, the same perceptions going. Shavatenu Kabel Umatiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We're going to utilize the 13 attributes of wisdom to separate the negative aspect of the creation that we have just brought into our space. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adonai Yohe Wahe El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Ve'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Nosea Avon Vapesha Vechata'a V'nake. Now we're going to read from the 8 verses that connect us to the energy of this year and the previous 2 years, starting with 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Dhilu Dhilu Urchimu Le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konanei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konaneihu. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishre levav lehitkadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 25 or to 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lahei Wah 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 Yo La Yo Wala Me Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitchu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Ki biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham wishavtem elai el nachon V'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. K'gelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Ki Tavo. When you open up the Revealed Wisdom matrix, in the first row, the right-hand column, you have a list of all of the Parashiot, all the Parashas. There is no Zohar on the Parasha of Ki Tavo, and the reason for that is that it's all included in the Parasha of Pechukotai, because Pechukotai has the ideas of the blessings and the curses just as Ki Tavo has. So, we're going to read section 11 from the Parasha of Pichukotai, and that commences with Pasuk 42. Be'im bechukotai timasu v'gomer Rabbi Yose patach musar Hashem v'ni al timas v'al takots betokach to kama chavivin Yisrael kame kudsha berichu Dekudsha berichu bae Leokacha lehu Ul gabira Lehu beorach meishar Ki abba derachim livrei rea Umigoy rechimu Dileya legabeya Sharvita bideya Tadir ledabira Leya biorach Meshar dila yiste Limina ulismala Hahidiktiv ki et Asher yechev hav Hashem Yokiyach ukav et ben yirtze Umandila rachim Leya kudsha berichu Vesane leya Salik mineya Tochacha Salik mineya Sharvita. I'm getting some static, so I'm muting the phone.
I dropped the call, so I just came back. I'm going to mute the phones because I'm getting static and still are. Your questions are welcome, and please do ask them. In order to be heard to ask them, you have to press *6. So we're now going to read the English translation of Pasuk 42 from section 11 of Bichukotai. And if you shall despise my statutes, Rabbi Yose opened the discussion with the verse, my son, do not despise the chastening of Hashem, nor be weary of his correction. Israel are so beloved to the Holy One, blessed be He, that he wished to chasten them and lead them on the true path as a father pities his child. In his love for them, his stick is always in his hand to lead them on the true path so that they will not turn right or left. Hence it is written, for Hashem reproves him whom he loves, even as a father the son in whom he delights. The Holy One, blessed be He, refrains from reproving he who he does not love, but hates, and he removes the stick away from him. My commentaries. In our second class on binding by striking, we discussed this idea of asking for more pain. This is the same message in this pasuk. We recommend one to review the basic class number 6. And we will be again teaching this on October 30th. We will start a new basic class. Please join us for that class as we all always the neat review of the basic class. Pasuk 43. Kiti v'chavti esem mamar Hashem v'gomer migrei rechimuta dileya sharvita bideya tadir l'dabira leya v'et asav saneti. Pegimol kach saliki, mineya sharvita, salikat mineya, tochachta, begindila etem, leya vi kolaka, rachita denasha, hu aval atum, ahavti, Ethem Badai Ukish Musar Hashem Bani Alti Masrial Sata Kuts Takots Uto Kachto Mai Vial Takots Latikutsun Beya Kimandi Arak Migoy Guvin Dinun milin gigovim legabeya begarmeya. The translation. It is written, I have loved you, says Hashem, and in his love the stick is always in his hand to guide us. And I hated Esau, and therefore took the stick away from him, removed reproof from him, so as not to give him a portion in me. My soul despises him. But as for you, I have loved you. Indeed, and therefore, my son, do not despise the chastening of Hashem, nor be weary of his correction. What is the meaning of do not despise? The Hebrew word is takatsu. It means do not despise him, as if fleeing before thorns. The Hebrew word is totsim. For the kings who enslave the children of Israel are like thorns in his body. My commentary. Pain is a pleasure when perceived from that point in our process that the pain has been removed and we have grown closer to Hashem. Looking back in your own life, each pain and trouble has led you to a better place by motivating you to change yourself. Learn this lesson. Once you realize this truth, you no longer need to experience pain. Pasuk 44. Sachase b'shata. Deitar tzedek bedino, kama sitre tehirin mitarin mimina, umishpala, kama sharvitin nafkin, minchon sharvite, aesha sharvite, gumrin sharvite. Shalhova kulho kulhu nafkin umitarin v'alma v'laka livnei nasha tichotaychu mimanan acharanin marei tafsin mimanan de'arbein taser chad Shishatin benachtin lakan v'salkin benadlin reshuta ale benukba titchoma rabah betzavin tafse benorad dalik itchabar behu Nafkegumrin, Vishatin, Vinachtin, Vishkekahu, Likav, Lechon, Ibnenasha, Vahainu, Dikiv, Vyasafti, Liasra, Ethem, Etain, Vimarechon, Dedina, Tosefet, Al dina delikilhom. The translation. Come and see. When righteousness, Malchut on her side of judgment, is roused together with its judgments, several aspects of spirits are awakened on the right and on the left, and many sticks come out. Some are sticks of fire, some are sticks of coals, and some are sticks of flames. They all come out, roused in the world, and they strike people. Under them are other harmful chieftains, 40 minus one. They roam about, they go down and strike, and then come up, obtain permission, and enter into a hole in the great abyss. They paint themselves and climb up, and a burning fire joins them. They go out as burning coals, and wander, and go down to be among men. As it is written, then I will punish you more. I will add more to the prosecutor's punishment. My commentary. The pasuk is clear. If you run from your pains and admonishments back to your comfort zone, the pains and admonishments will increase. Learn to change, using the pain as a motivation. If someone is a recipient, not a victim, of a hurricane, saying that it is God's will and rebuilding your home in the same location, meaning your comfort zone, is not a good strategy to avoid another pain and another admonishment. That's the end of section 11. We'll now go on to section 12, unless there are questions. And to ask a question, you need to press star 6. Seven times for your sins is the name of section 7, and it starts with Pasuk 45. Kada alosif lekalel odet ha'adama bavur ha'adam mai lo osif lo etain tosefet lemare dina l'sheitza'a alma ela tosefet kegavna biyakil Alma lemisbal, biad biasafti, etain tosefet vaday. The translation. It says of this, I will not curse the ground any more for man's sake. What is the meaning of I will not curse the ground anymore? It means that he will give no more judgments to the prosecutors with which to destroy the world, but only as much as the world can bear. It is therefore written, then I will punish you no more. He will surely give more, as much as the world can bear. My commentary. Do you now understand why the redemption is taking so long? We can only bear so much judgment, yet we continue to incur judgments, and thus the redemption is delayed. Pasuk 46. So, Tosefet Amai, Fegili Asra, Etchem Sheva Al Hatotechem, Sheva v'hakut shabarichu Ikabe ahu filaya la yakil alma lemispal afilu riga chadaha itikil im avonot tishmor yashem miyamot de'at amarta shiva al hasotechem. The translation. Why would he give more? To punish you seven times for your sin? He asked seven times? Had the Holy One, blessed be he, collected his due, that is, punished in accordance with the sin, the world have not have been able to bear it for a single moment. As it is written, if you, Yah, should mark iniquities, Hashem could not stand. Yet you say seven times for your sins. My commentary. While someone does a sin, the universe sets up the balance in chaos in his life. This balance is generally 1/7 of the magnitude of the sin. This is the meaning of the above pasuk, in my opinion. Verse 47. Ela matel sheva ela ha sheva lekavlek laiku umai ihi sheva shanim. Tase shemita v'yalda sheva al chatotechem v'yikre sheva v'yikre bat sheva ma ben ma hai lechai ela sheva bilchodaha l'mebad shemita u'mebad dinim.
Everything is one.
my commentary. Isaac is a metaphor for the soul after the correction. Isaac's well is the completion of the seven levels of correcting the various sins someone has done. Pasuk 48. Rabbi Abba Amar Beisarti Efchem Afani Sheva Al Chatotechem Beisarti Efchem Al Yada Bimanan Acharanin Kemadil Kuha Afani Haana It ar lekabilaihu hasheva leitara alaihu. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, and I will chastise you, even I, seven times for your sins. And I will chastise you through other attendants, as already explained. Even I is Aaron Pin, who is roused to save you. Seven is Malchut, which is roused towards you to save you. That is, Aaron Pin and Malchut shall be with them in exile. Hence they shall get them out of exile, as will be explained. My commentary. The redemption will be explained when we understand that we need to stop adding to the levels of sins. And this is my opinion. Pasuk 49. Tachatzi rechimuta ila adekucha Barifu b'Yisrael lemalta dechawa Leia bar yichida wacha wacha te Kame malka Yoma chad sarach, kamei malka amar, malka kol kanei, yomim al kena, lach vilach abilta, mikan ve'elach, kamei mai abilach, I atarich, Lach min ara yapik lach mi balchuta dilchma yekumu nalach dumei hachla ozeva hachla oliskin biavrun lach me alma mal abid Ela na vian befu meara. The translation. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, bears a sublime love for Israel. This is like a king who had an only son, who constantly sins against him. One day, as he sinned against the king said, I have beaten you previously, and you have not learned. From now on, see what I shall do to you. If I drive you out of the land and deport you from the kingdom, wild beasts, wild wolves, or murderers might attack you and kill you. What shall I do? We shall both leave the country. My commentary. How does a child learn? Only by example. Is the above midrash a metaphor or not? Pasuk 50. Kach af ani anavian nipuk me'ara Kach amar tucha barichu Yisrael ma'abid Lechu ha'elkeina, lechu vila arkitu, lo utaihu, Ayatena, Alaihu Mare, Teresin Mare, Tafsin Lealka, Lechon Vila Shematun, Iapik Lechume Ara, Lechon Hon Dahilna. Alaihu mikama, dubin mikama, zehebin diku yikumun, alaihu viavrun. Lehu me alma, avalma viabid lechon, ela ana viatun nahuk, me araun hach. Agaluta, Ahidiki Vayisarti, Etem Lemeha, the Galuta Vayitem Brum, the Eshbok Lechon, Afani Imchon, Sheva Al Hatotehem, Da Sheva de Yitzarach, Imchon Viamai, Al Hatotehem. The translation. Similarly, the words even I mean that I and you shall leave the land, namely go into exile. This is what the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel. I have warned you, but you did not lend your ears. I have brought warriors and angels of destruction upon you to beat you, but you have not hearkened. If I drive you out of the land on your own, I fear that bears and wolves will attack and kill you. What then shall I do to you? You and I shall leave the land and go into exile. This is the meaning of, and I will chastise you. We shall go into exile. You may say that I will leave you, but even I am with you. Seven times for your sins, that is seven, Malchut will be deported with you for that reason, for your sins. My commentary is that the verse is very clear as it is written. Are there any questions? We will look at section 13. For your transgressions was your mother put away. And we will start with Pasuk 51.
Pachidikti vufi shechem shulchaimchem Amarku chabarichu atun gabar rakiram tun Dayana viatun lane dur viara Ah matronita nachkat mehe kala Imchon hait sabrev kola hekala dili vidilchon Itcharav de'al malka la'itzazeh kala ela kadihu a'il in matronita v'chedva de'malka la'ishtekach ela b'shata v'al b'hekala de'matronita v'ishtekach Beraha ima, behekala chadan, kulhu kachada ashta, tila ishtakahu, berau matronita, ahekala chareva, mikola elana, ma'avipit. Afana imchon, v'hashta agi, Da Israel in Gu. Begaluta ku chabarechu. Ishtakach im hon. Belasha viklon. Tekad yifkun Israel min galuta. Ku chabarechu. Yitu im hon. Dikti veshav Hashem. Elohecha, Bishav Hashem Elohecha, Vadai Veha Yitzmar. The transition. Excuse me, the translation. This is the meaning of, for your transgressions was your mother put away. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, you brought it about that you and I shall not dwell in the land. Behold, the matron leaving the palace with you. Observe everything in ruin. My palace and yours are in ruins. For the palace is not fit for a king, save when he enters it together with the matron, with Malchut. The king then rejoices only when he enters the matron's palace. Since she is with her children in the palace, all may then rejoice. Now that the son and the matron are not here, my palace is in ruins. What shall I do? I shall go with you, and now, though Israel are in exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, is with them, and does not leave them. When Israel are released from the exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, will return with them. As it is written, Hashem your Elohim will turn your captivity. Indeed, Hashem your Elohim will turn. The Holy One, blessed be He, will return. And we have already explained this. My commentary. This is clear. When the redemption takes place, Israel returns to Hashem. The Shekhinah returns to Hashem. Hashem never becomes disconnected again. Now we have section 14, which is titled, These Are the Words of the Covenant. And this is section 52. Rabbi Chayayo, Rabbi Yosei Awo, Azle Biarcha, Arau, Behahi Omeyarta, Behachla Amar Rabbi Chayayo, Rabbi Yosei, Haidiktiv Ela Ele, Divrei Haberit Wigomer Milvad Haberit Ma Divrei Haberit Divrei Givura Mi Bae Leia Amar Leia Haukbu Ha Halalu Pumipi Hagvura Vihalalu Mipi atzmo shel Moshe b'ha itmar. The translation. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were walking on the road when they chanced upon a cave in the field. Rabbi Chiya questioned Rabbi Yossi concerning the words. These are the words of the covenant besides the covenant. Why does it say the words of the covenant? It should have said the words of Givurah. And he said to him, it has been explained that these curses in the book of Vayikra were said by Givurah, and that those in Devarim were said by Moses himself, as we have already learned. My commentary. Moses is a chariot for loving kindness, for chesed, and above, meaning dots.
The covenant is Givorah.
Pasuk 53. Tachatzi lein v'ilein divrei habris hawo v'ya'agid mipi agvura hawo milin milei peritawo v'mhata v'vish v'ya'talyan tavdiyatei mitzadik Ishtiate min dina, dina meatar. Te dina vechainu, tzedek betzadik, betzedek beritinun, beritikrun vealda milin, ilain mile beritinun, vekashir berit kachada. Ugine kach sahor v'shamor kashir kach adah zachor bayom. Shamor b'layla habirit kach adah ugin kach berit v'day. Divrei habirit ninho ninhu v'ahu kal. Atar berit ba'atar da'ihu. The translation. Come and see. The ones as well as the others are the words of the covenant. For though they were from Givorah, yet they are the words of the covenant, since good and evil depend upon them. Good comes from the righteous, from Yesod. Evil comes from judgment, the place of judgment. Righteousness, namely Malchut. Righteous and righteousness, Yesod and Malchut, are the covenant and are called the covenant. Therefore, these words are the words of the covenant. The covenant, which is Yesod and Malchut, is bound together, and hence remember and keep. Tiferet and Malchut are bound together. Remember by day and keep by night. They are together by the secret of the verse. And there was evening and there was morning, one day. Thus the covenant is Yesod and Malchut, together, since Aaron Pin is connected to Malchut only through Yesod. It is therefore written covenant, since they are indeed the words of the covenant. The reprimand in the book of Vayikra and in the book of Devarim, wherever the word covenant is mentioned, it pertains to this place. My commentary. The place for the covenant is Malchut, connected to Yesod. Pasuk 54. Amar Rabbi Shiyo, Vadai Haki Hu Kich, Shabbati Hu Zachor Vishamor, Ikre Berit Iti, Vishamru Bnei Israel, Et HaShabbat Lasot, Et HaShabbat Ledorotam Berit Olam, Wikolam Ilahad. Yatar da ikrein, berit bekol atar. The translation. Rabbi Shia said, surely this is so. And Shabbat, which is remember, and keep, Yesod and Malchut is called a covenant, as it is written. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, to observe the Shabbat throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. Everything is one and the same. This place, Yesod and Malchut together, it is uniformly called the covenant. My commentary. No commentary is necessary. It is clear as it is written. Pasuk 55. tahati kati vinatati shalom baaretz hu yisodi hu shalama diara shalama deveta shalama dialma vayisarti yechem afani sheva my zion da tzedek avadai berit ukis tibre hibrit nino. The translation. Come and behold, it is written that I will give peace in the land. Peace is yesod, which is peace in the land, household peace, and the peace of the world. Since Malchut is called land, house, and world, and I will chastise you, even I. 7. What is 7? Surely it is righteousness, Malchut on the side of judgment. Assuredly this is the covenant, and therefore these are the words of the covenant. My comment above regarding the one and the seventh is correct and is read, hinted at in this pasuk. That's the end of our session, the end of our class, end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? You'll need to press *6 to ask questions. Class is tomorrow at 8 a.m., which is the Slichot ritual or services. And then again at 6 o'clock, we'll have a class on the Tikkun HaZohar. The times are West Coast times. Saturday at 8 o'clock, there is a service for Shabbat as part of our ritual of preparing for the holidays. And then at 6 o'clock, there is a Tikkun HaZohar class. And at 7 o'clock, there will be a parasha, or there will be a Zohar class for the parasha of Nitzavim, which translates as standing. And Sunday morning at 10:30, there will be a continuation of our preparation for the high holidays. This preparation will be about the shofar. At 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, there will be a slichot ritual. At 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, there will be a Tikkun HaZohar class. I bid you all shalom and have a wonderful Shabbat and a good week. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.